part of it was just the history of False Creek too, and my research into Hogan's Alley and the old Black community that was there. I remember having sort of disoriented moments in my research where, because you're getting different stories and different oral histories and of what things were like down there. And I remember at a certain point getting very confused because somebody was talking about being on the water, like living right next to the water, but also indicating they were really close to Hogan's Alley. And I thought, that's pretty far from the water. What are you talking about? And then I realized that, you know, the False Creek is not the same as it was, and a lot of it was filled in for the railway. And that was another similar weird experience where you look at the old map and realize, oh, False Creek went way up to here. That sort of rearranges the city for you in your mind. So, yeah, just the idea that things are not stable. Even the land is not stable.
Yeah, whether man-made or, in your case, the story that you're writing in the fact of nature. Obviously, what we've been thinking about, to me, connects with this idea, this empty land, this terra nullius. But immediately, I notice when you start writing the story, even with the scientific diction, which we know is colonial to a certain extent, but this seems to break down because when you start to inventory and think about exactly what this new volcanic island is made of, there's this impulse there to sort of say, no, it's not empty. No, it's not. So was that the idea behind that inventory, that constant inventory? How do you talk about this island? How do you define this island?
Yeah, I was interested too in not just how law and power and jurisdiction takes claim over the island, but also nature too, but then also the language of nature. So also discourse, right? Different types of language to describe what's happening to this place, right? So yeah, it's which people does it belong to, but you say whatever you want, it belongs to this ecosystem now, all of a sudden. And it is also kind of an intrusion into that too. When a volcanic island appears, it alters everything around it physically, and the patterns of birds and that sort of thing would change. If anything, I wondered if I represented how cataclysmic it would really be. It would be a big thing. It might have been even bigger than the way it is. In terms of how much ash would have been thrown up into the air and how much that would have affected things.